93.7 The River, there goes Zeppelin. Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Time now for this week's offering, another adorable adoptable, courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter. This week, her name is Chloe, a.k.a. Old Yeller. Joe picked her out yesterday. He saw her. He fell in love with her. And she is close to a 100-pound female. Dana, I don't see her age here. How old, or do you remember?
What did they? Six.
They guessed her at six?
Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years old.
And she is older, and she has not been well taken care of. And
sadly.
Yeah, it sucks. She's been there since about mid-May, and Joe saw her, and he's like, oh my God, that is Old Yeller.
It looks a lot like Old Yeller, huh?
Yeah.
Not quite as long as hair as Old Yeller, but same style of dog.
Yeah, and she is a cute girl, and she's got her ears, full tail, very pretty black mask, and she's just been neglected.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up at Front Street a while back, and she's been there a long time.
They had to get her kind of showable, get her ready to go for folks. And I mean, she came in, from what you see here, she was in a real, real poor condition when they got her.
And getting better now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you'll see and what Bobby from Front Street said is that he thinks that she has a flea allergy, possibly some sort of mange or some skin allergy going on. And they're working every day to get that better. And it is getting better.
And you can clear that up, too. That's totally something can be cleared up.
And so, you know, if in fact you have interest in Chloe, and she is a beautiful girl, and very, very sweet, very docile. She doesn't tug on the leash. Very, very mellow. What Bobby and them said, though, is that they will help you through. They evaluate and they give you therapy for your dog after you pick a dog up, because they don't want her coming back if you take her home, and they want her as healthy as they can get her, not only mentally, but physically, appearance-wise, and if there's any skin allergies, they work through all that stuff so she does not come back to the shelter.
Oh, yeah. They'll give you ideas on what food to feed her and how to go. If she's got skin allergies, there's things that they can do to keep it from getting her little skin so dry and itchy. And obviously, you know, you can flea dip them and get flea powder and things and get rid of that. That what you see there is caused from... And you'll see how her little tail back there by where it connects to her backside is swollen. That's caused from leaving a poor animal completely inflicted with fleas.
Not taking any care of it.
And it's just, I mean, that is just so uncomfortable and awful. It's so sad to see someone that happen.
Yeah, probably on a chain or a rope outside. You know, the yard was infested with fleas. They didn't do anything to treat the yard or the animal. It got worse, worse, worse. If, in fact, it was a food or grain allergy, they didn't take the food away. But she looks good, and she looks happy, and I think it'd be pretty exciting to get this dog home with the help of Front Street, and not only get you a good-looking dog, but make a dog feel better.
Yeah.
You don't have to just have all this stuff growing on you. And it's not that bad.
No, but you can just tell she's... I mean, it's healing now, so it's more, you can see some scabs. And they're not open wounds and whatnot anymore,
no.
You know. But you can see where she has scratched her poor little skin to the point of, you know, bleeding and whatnot. It's awful.
Yeah, she is a cute girl. So if you want to see her today, free of charge, spayed or neutered on any of the animals that we feature, plus vaccinated. And like we say, they'll walk you through this process and get you on a treatment plan, and they're going to help you out getting her corrected. So if you want to adopt her today, 12 o'clock, you can go to Front Street. And here's what else we have to mention, and I hate to mention this now because I don't want to take the spotlight off of Chloe. All the dogs right now, until further notice, at Front Street, free adoption because they're full.
Yeah, they have so many dogs in there. Each one of those pens, each one of the cages that they keep them in has got like two dogs in it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them, man. A bunch of them, sadly.
And if you're a shepherd fan, they have a lot of shepherds down there right now. And yesterday we showed up, and there's a bunch of cops down there. I was like, oh, finally, I get to see Joe get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought something was going on. Like
that's something to view.
Yeah, it was going to be like a sting or something. I was waiting for the Fox, you know, cops cameras to show up.
You've never seen a grown man cry like that.
Yeah, but sadly, they weren't there for Joe. They were there because they had so many shepherds, they were going to do a little publicity photo with some SAC PD and all that.
Oh, was that the reason?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
And SAC PD was going to go through and see if they had any good candidates that they could take into the canine force. So they had a ton of shepherds, and there was even one.
I think you found one that might have been good for a canine force, didn't you?
Yeah, the Malinois.
Yeah.
Wow, that little bitch. And I'm putting that politely.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, sometimes again, like I've admitted earlier today, I'm a child.
He is.
And I walked up to the cage and I just said, oh, look at her. And I mean, she lunged at me with teeth and paws. She was pegging that cage. And then once I saw that she hated me, and my glasses were off too, so she could see mine, all I did is I said, oh, you're just a sweet little girl. You're just a sweet little baby. And oh my God, that just poured gas on the timber, man. She was lit up.
But he's like, hey, Joe, Dana, come in here. See how cute and friendly this pup is. We walk in there like, who?
I mean, I'm not even going to candy coat this one son of a bitch. I even told Bobby, I said, Bobby, I don't know what you're going to do with that dog. You might need to think about euthanizing this young lady.
Oh,
she is,
don't say I that.
I was kidding.
And I know it's a horrible joke because we do our part to save this. But I told Bobby, I said, man, you need to look into this thing. And he's like, she's a maniac. So
she is.
I said, you have contacts with the Avengers? This needs to go to a superhero or military personnel.
I hope the PD... Because here's those things, those Malinois, you know, those come over from Germany and everything, those Dutch shepherds and those Malinois, that's what the police force has switched to because they're more agile.
Need them amped up like that, don't they?
They've got more bite drive, and they're maniacal. They're a little bit smaller, but they are high energy. I mean, they are rocket ships. So hopefully the PD yesterday found that Malinois, and they can take her out and give her the discipline and beating she needs, because here's the thing. I use beatings lightly. I'm talking about
this. They don't beat their dogs. Well, they train them extremely well.
No, I'm just saying. I think you're talking about the same beatings that are inflicted upon actual police officers and whatnot as they're being trained, you know?
Yeah.
What's laid down upon
I don't mean a literal beating. I'm saying that figuratively. She needs some tough love. Here's the thing. As a pet, I would not recommend her to anyone out there that has never had a Malinois or had a high-drive dog. But for a cop to be a canine, I want that dog in our city. I want that dog.
Find those drugs. Yeah.
I want that dog driving her own squad car. That dog can make the officer her canine. She is insane. I want that dog on the streets because she is a vicious, vicious, evil dog.
She's a crime fighter.
A civilian takes crime into their own hands. What are they called?
Vigilante.
Vigilante.
We got vigilantes. That'd be a good sidekick for you.
Yeah, she makes McGruff look like a pussy. I mean,
this like dog, a little kitty cat.
Yeah, this dog is crazy.
You'll see a couple of them in there sometimes, man. But yeah, she really was.
She was worse than Crazy Eyes, right?
Oh, you remember that one a couple weeks ago, old Crazy Eye?
Yeah. Oh, she would have killed Crazy Eye if she had her way. Plus, not only that, she had, you know, she had the boobs. She'd given a litter.
That German Shepherd did?
No, the Malinois.
That Malinois did?
Yeah, she was a mom, and she'd already had a batch of puppies, and I was like, my God.
Could you? She's turned some more loose into the world.
Woo! Yeah. Back on track, though, with Chloe, this week's Adoptable. Get down there today. They open up at 12 o'clock. She is free, as are all the other dogs right now at Front Street until further notice. And back next Thursday, we'll keep you updated, too, to let you know when, in fact, they stop the free adoption on all dogs. But they're full right now. It's summertime. And this is a busy season. It's only going to get worse. So get down there if you're looking for a pet and do your part. Let's clean Front Street out and get some dogs home.
You go down there and you take a peek at Chloe and you see the redness on her skin and whatnot, and I'll tell you, man, that stuff can be removed or cleaned up to the point of not even be able to see it within a month or two. You'll have that cleaned up in no time.
What I want you to do is go down there, and I want you to look at Chloe, and you're going to see some of the sores and all that, and you're going to go, oh, man, that's so bad and all that, and you're going to think, ugh, I don't know if this is something I want to take on. Then I want you to walk a few kennels over, and I want you to meet that Malinois.
Yeah, look for that one.
And I want you to go, oh, you're such a good girl, and watch what that dog does. I guarantee by tonight, Chloe will be in your bed.
Keep your sunglasses on when you do that to the Malinois so they can't see your eyes real clearly. That'll help.
That dog was possessed. Check her out. Waiting for you on Facebook right now, courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter. It is a first day. Hang on.
Dog and Joe.